Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word at Noon. And we always be the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, for all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you guys.
Understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself in faith. Wait on that family member you've been praying for. I want your job to turn around and say, don't give up,
but wait on him. I don't know what you've asked him for, but wait on him. I promise you. He everything he said he is and more. Sometimes you just got to wait on him. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we come to you right now with open hearts, with open minds. We come to you upright. We come to you, Father God, with a receptive mind and a receptive heart. We praise you. We glorify you for all you've done for us. We know that you have made us complete in you. And as long as we stay in you, we will be complete. So we praise you for it. We glorify you for it. For calling us complete. In him. We glorify you, Father God, for covering us last night. Some of us took it for granted, but Father God, we didn't take it for granted. Yes, we might have been asleep. We might have been out of it, but we want you to know that we appreciate you covering us last night, watching over us this morning, and right early this morning, you allowed us to awaken into a day in which we never seen before. You've covered our lives. And we thank you for all your blessings. We thank you for all your gifts that you have bestowed upon us. And Father, let me remind one another that thank you for the knowledge that we have. Thank you for the education that we have. And most of all, thank you for the ability to discern the difference, for the gift, Father, for being able to discern what is good and what is bad. I thank you that you have bestowed upon us your gift. Thank you for enlightenment. Thank you for your wisdom, because it's your wisdom and your knowledge that we're here right now, and we thank you for it. Oh, Father God, we want you to know we don't play with that. We just don't take it for granted, but we appreciate it. You didn't have to give us revelation knowledge. There's still some people that are stuck where they're at, and we're here to make known your knowledge, Father God, to continue to feed us. Feed us your abundantness. Feed us your abundant life. Feed us till we're overflowed and it flows over and over. Let us become what you're calling for in these last and gruesome days. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that you're filling us.
with your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're engaging in our lives on a day-to-day basis. So I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that you'll give us a word today that will enlighten us, that will encourage us, and we become just like you. Oh, Father God, teach us that you love us that much, that you want us to have the mind of Christ. Teach us, Heavenly Father, that you want us to have your kind of love. Teach us, Father God, to have your kind of patience. I thank you, Father God, that the spirit that we have is not the spirit of the world, but we're just powerful, Father God, that you've given us the source, which is in Christ. I thank you, Father God. Let your knowledge reign through your people, through the leadership, through our government. Keep your loving arm of protection around us. Keep us from all evil. Keep us that shield. Keep it around us. I just believe, Father God, that we're going to dismiss right now every dot, every error, every bad word, every tongue that's been spoken against us. We dismiss it right now. We dismiss every assignment that Satan has brought across our path. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we said, let your righteousness go above all other righteousness. We ask you to do this now. We ask you, Father God, to let your, for your name's sake, these are all blessings we ask in Christ's name. We do pray. Fill us in Jesus' name, we pray. And everybody agreed with this prayer. They said, amen. Hallelujah. Well, before we get started, anyone have anything they want to say? Any comments before we get started? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Powerful. Powerful word that God has given us, brothers and sisters. Powerful. He wants us to be like him. And we're talking about the secrets of God. God's secret is a mystery, which God have allowed us to experience. And that's what we're talking about, the mystery, the secrets of God. In Ephesians 3:4, whereby when we read, that ye may understand my knowledge in the mysteries of Christ. We need to understand God's mystery in Christ, especially when it comes to the church. This is a great mystery. It's a great secret. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. That's the secret I want to get out to the people. But before you get to this secret, you got to understand 1 Peter 1:18-19. For as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things. A lot of people say they've been redeemed with corruptible things. Not so. Not so. You are not condemned with corruptible things. For as much as you were not, let me say that again, were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and as gold from vain conversation, receiving by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. That's how you got redeemed. With the precious blood of Christ, of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Brothers, can I just take 1 minute? Please give me just 1 minute. But boy, that blood still works today. It's just as powerful today. When Satan see that blood, he don't see you because you covered. That's a mystery. You covered. You covered by the blood. So he can do a whole lot of things. See, that's another thing. Boy, it would take me all day just to teach you the secret of blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. So God knew that once blood was shed, see, that was what we were talking about, covenant. Most covenant has a blood in it, or it's mixed with blood. That's the strongest covenant you could ever make is a blood covenant. A blood covenant is when you mix your blood with whoever you're making covenant with. And this is what they used to do in the olden days. They would actually slit their wrists, and they would drain that blood into some wine, stir it up. I drain mine, you drain yours, we'll stir it up, and we drink each other's blood. And that means we're blood brothers and blood sisters. But a lot of times they didn't let the women do it. It was mainly men. But then you became blood. Whatever was going on, and we've been redeemed, brothers and sisters, paid back. It's been paid back. Sin has been paid for. That's why we have deliverance. That's why we can say we're freeborn now. We got separated from our sin. Because we got redeemed. You got liberated. He solved the issue. Whew. Man, let me get on to this message. Because I'm going to tell you, when you understand the precious blood, how it covers, even today, it's covering your sin, man. You have to know that you have been redeemed with corruptible, not with corruptible things, like a building, church bulletins, your service, order of service. See, all that's corruptible stuff, people. Satan would just love for you to be blind and think, well, that's what we got to do. We got to have order of service. We got to sing. We got to do this. We got to do this at this time and this at that time. See, and they think, and you get to thinking, that's what you've been redeemed for. That don't pay nothing. That don't pay damn bill. That's why he says, you don't know this, that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like your organization as silver and gold from vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. See, my fathers taught that mess. And if you be honest, your father might have taught that same stuff. We was redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Have mercy, Jesus. That's what you was redeemed with. Wasn't your tithes. Wasn't how many dinners you sold. See, a lot of people think all that work they did, that's what caused them to have redemption. No, baby, it was the precious blood of Christ. That's part of the mystery. That's part of the mystery. That's why it's so puzzling with people who don't read their Bibles. It's confusing. I can see why it would be confusing. I can see why it would be challenging. I really can see why it's being prepared. I can see that. I see why people don't really get into God, because they're too busy into this other traditional stuff, keep them from really learning the secret. But bless God, I'm here to tell you today, brothers and sisters, God wants you to know his secret. He wants you to know that you are loved by him. He wants you to know. Matter of fact, the Bible says in Ephesians 3:9, and to make all men see. To make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. It was hid in God. What was it? Christ. Christ's spirit. The devil had no idea. Believe me. He thought, because he was sitting up on the throne and he was directing, morning worship. He just thought he had it all going on. He had no clue. Lot had a secret. And he didn't let him know. Because that's how cunning he was. Like people today, they don't want people to know that it's about their eternal life. They want you to spend more time in trying to go to some special theological seminary, set up rules and regulations. So if you're going to minister, this is what you got to do. That's what you got to do. They'll never tell you, hey, God called you to go ye therefore. They'll tell you all this other stuff. They got churches where they call beginner classes. You got to attend their beginner classes. And by the time you know, just like the world system, you know, you leave the first grade, and if you pass, you go to second. But if you don't pass, they're going to keep you back. You're in the fifth grade. If you don't pass, they're going to keep you back in the fifth. Been known now, this is the truth, been known that you go to another state, and they'll put you back a grade or two. That's not how God operates, brothers and sisters. God don't operate on the world system. That's the world system. That's not God's system. You got the Holy Spirit living in you. There is nothing hidden from the Holy Spirit. And you ain't got to go this class, that class. But that's how Satan gets you going, getting you to think, well, now I got to learn doctrinology. Now I got to learn theology. Now I got to learn this. And get you all this, get you thinking you got to do all this to know Christ. And to know what the mysteries are. You ain't got to have all that. All you got to do is just get born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. That's what's required. Our job as pastor, preacher, evangelist is to make known. Yeah, so everybody to understand the fellowship. See, you get friendship and then you have fellowship. Fellowship is when you're doing things together, when you work in the ministry together. That's what fellowship is. Like fellowship is when we'll go bowling together and we'll go to dinner together and we're doing stuff together as one. That calls the fellowship. That creates the relationship. See, don't be trying to have a relationship when you don't have a fellowship. And don't try to have a fellowship without having a friendship. Preach, I think I might anyway. Yeah, you're trying to have a relationship. You don't even have a friendship. Let's introduce ourselves. Let's make sure that we understand I need you as a friend and you need me as a friend. Here's what I'm bringing to the table. Here's what you're bringing to the table. Father God, you can have my sin. The Father said, you can have my righteousness. Preacher, you can have my righteousness, and I'm going to take your sin. Boy, we can be friends now. We can walk together. We can talk the same kind of talk. We friends. Now, let's start fellowshipping. I'm the vine, you're the branches. Whatever sap in the vine, the same sap is in the branches. See, that's how this works. We're fellowshipping now. See, once you start fellowshipping and engaging, I'm going to protect you and you protect me. So the Bible says, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which was from the beginning of the world, had been hid in God. You know what was hid in God? Christ. It wasn't manifest. But God still had determined that we were going to be like him. And his secret weapon was Christ. So the Bible says this is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church, Ephesians 5:32. That's what this mystery was about, Christ and the church. Paul said, and for me, that our utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Everybody ain't ready for that, man. Everybody ain't ready to do that. So God expects somebody to do it. Thank you very much. We'll take up that challenge. And we'll do it, Father God. We'll make known your mystery. We'll tell people your secret is in Christ. The Bible says even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generation, but now is made manifest into his saints. You're a saint, man. God wants you to know this stuff. That's why he put all of his riches and glory in the mystery. He gave it to the Gentiles. But the Bible says it's in Christ that you may have the hope of glory. That's yours. It's yours for the claiming. You need to declare it. Hallelujah. You go on and declare it. To whom make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Listen, dear heart. Christ is in you. Once you ask Christ to come in by faith, and you declare that you've been crucified, whoo, man, y'all gonna make me preach today. I'm trying to teach this thing. You have to know Satan's been defeated. Few of us have ever recognized the fact that the scripture teach that Satan is defeated, not he's alive in our life. You got to start seeing Satan as far as the believer is concerned. He's not conquering by believers who has conquered by Christ, man. That's how that happened. So the victory Christ wrought belongs to the believers because we were identified with him. We've been identified with Christ. Remember what Paul mentioned over there in Galatians 2:20? I am crucified with Christ. Back yonder when Christ hung on the cross, in the midst of justice, every one of us hung with him. You may not know it, but your spirit hung with him. We were identified with him because he was our substitute. He was talking about us. He was taking our place. He hung for us. He took our place, that he might redeem us out of the hand of the enemy. So you've been redeemed. You're not going to. We were with him when he died. I know the natural mind don't want to accept this, but see, spirit is alive, brothers and sisters. And y'all experience them all the time like I do. All kinds of spirit. Don't worry about the flesh. Check that spirit out. You worry about the flesh, no, it's what spirit is in that person. So when we were with him, when he died, that was your spirit with Christ. For we died with him, the Bible said. We were with him when he left his body. We were with him in his great anger. When he suffered, we were with him. That was us. Christ didn't, what he had to suffer for. He was in prison. He was in the house of death. That's where Satan was. Jesus went in there, took life from him, took the death out of Stain, took the victory from the grave. Jesus said, till justice have reigned. I like what Romans 4:25 say. I want to get ahead of myself. The Bible says, who was delivered for our offense. That is, he was delivered up to death, spiritual death. So when we die spiritually, we live spiritually. If we can live according to Adam's system, why can't we live according to Christ's system? Think about it. That's the secret. Satan don't want you to know that. He wants you to sit up and debate either from a theological viewpoint. No. You've been born again. And that born again gives you the legal right to your eternal life because he was legally justified. You, he, I, all of us was legally justified with Christ in that great, that was a substitutionary work he did. But I'm going to leave it right there for today. Hallelujah. Get back to work here. I want to open it up. Anybody have any comments? But we're talking about God's secrets. And that secret is a mystery. Anybody have any comments, anything you want to share, press one. We'll let you in. Hallelujah. Just kind of being led. However the Lord leads every day, that's the way I'm going. Have to depend on the Spirit. Hallelujah. Evangelist Renee, praise the Lord.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Pastor, that was an awesome prayer this morning. I was feeling you. Yes.
Okay.
I was saying it. And I was muted, and I was like, Renee, pay attention to what you're doing here. And, Pastor,
thank you.
That message you gave way, way, way back in the day, pay it through, all the way through. I don't know what it was about that message, but I know it's been 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That has stuck in my head. And I'm just
Amen.
So grateful for the word at noon. I am thankful for you, Pastor, teaching.
Thank you.
We need this word. We need this word. And I thank God that you are willing to share it with us.
Thank you.
I just thank him for all his many, many blessings. And ask you guys to continue to pray for me, and I will continue to pray for you. Amen.
Awesome. Thank you for the testimony. Thank you for the words of encouragement. It's things like that make me want to go on just another day's journey. Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, sometimes I be asking God about some of these messages, and I remember teaching that in Ohio. I think that's where I was at. I forgot. You remember it, but see it through, all the way through. I forgot. But anyway, thank you. I'm going to have to remember, ask God to get that back to me 20 years ago. That's awesome. I'm glad it stuck with you. Kind of like what I ate this morning. I ate oatmeal this morning, and it's still with me. Still full. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Thank you, Evangelist Renee. Anybody else? The Lord is telling me somebody want to share something. Come on with it. Hallelujah. 310. Hallelujah. That's your first extension. 310. On who this is. Hallelujah. Anybody. Anyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, meanwhile, we'll listen to Pastor. Good afternoon, Pastor.
Yes, such a powerful prayer. I agree. Amen, amen. The Holy Ghost was using you, Pastor. You're going to have to go back and hear it. I was saying, look at the Holy Ghost having his way. And I thank God that you are led by the Holy Spirit. The scripture I'd like to read is the one from Ephesians. I believe you said it was 5:32. And I'm going to start reading from verse 29 and through 33 of Ephesians. It says, no one abuses his own body, does he? No, he feeds and pampers it. That's how Christ treats us, the church. Since we are part of his body, and
Hallelujah.
This is why a man leaves father and mother and cherishes
Hallelujah.
His wife, no longer two, they become one flesh. This is a huge mystery, and I don't pretend to understand it all. What is clear to me is the way Christ treats the church, and this provides a good picture of how each husband is to treat his wife, loving himself in loving her, and how each wife is to honor her husband. So that, to me, ties in with what you're saying, that we have to have a fellowship with Christ in order to be with Christ and allow Christ to be in us. And I thank God that he took and nailed all of our sins to that cross. So now we have to believe it. We have to receive it. And once again, Pastor, you brought a mighty lesson. I caught some of the scriptures, and I just thank God that we have a man of God that is willing to teach and being led by the Spirit of God. So God bless you, Pastor, and I just enjoyed the lesson today.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate that. I'm glad you read that scripture. Think about it. Think about what she just read. She gave the other version of what I said. It's a mystery. But think about it. You don't abuse your body. If you do it, it's because the devil is letting you do it. And we've all in time past have abused our body.
Yeah.
I've been talking to a sister. I ain't going to tell y'all who she is. But she abused her body. But God gave her a new body. She thinks it's so precious now. Everything new. Her hair new. The figure new. Everything new. That's awesome. Okay. Because she learned to appreciate it. And when we think about it, we've all abused our bodies in the past, but now we know how to appreciate our body. And you would abuse your children. Think about it. You don't abuse your children. Mm-hmm. Even if you abuse your own body, you're not going to abuse your children.
Amen.
That's the same way Christ is. Christ don't beat us up. Bunch of lies we've been told. Christ, why do you want to beat you up?
Amen.
That's not who we're serving. We're not serving to beat you up, God. He's going to punish you. Got to do this and got to do that to get his appreciation. You ain't got to do all that. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters. Now, let me hush, because I mess around here. I want to preach. Just what Evangelist Renee said is enough to make me want to preach.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, see. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, that's why it's good to read these scriptures out of something that you understand better. If it's the Messenger Bible, if it's the International Version, King James Version, if it's God's Word, it doesn't matter. Whatever you can get the message from, get it.
Amen.
That's what's important. And like she read it from, I'm not sure what version, but think about it. I just, even though she read more, I just read the Ephesians 5:32. This is a great mystery. I like that word, great. It's big. It's big stuff. And it's big time. When he said great mystery, that's big. It's nothing small, okay? Great is big. It's huge.
Yeah. Amen.
Great is a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of mystery about the Christ. He said, about Christ, he said, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
Yeah.
It's a big mystery there. But
Amen.
We need to make known what that is. It's been hidden for generations, for years. It needs to be, we already know that it's easy to preach condemnation, brothers and sisters.
It's easy to identify with. Well, you know what? I mean, identify us with the world. That's crazy. To me, that's crazy preaching anymore. And trying to put us in the same boat as the world. Hey, I ain't doing that now. I ain't doing it. God don't see you like that. That's the flesh see you like that. God don't see you like that. He see you as his own child. And if that's the way you see your children, shame on you. Shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
Got to beat your child up every time. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Got your hand drawn back. You can't wait till they do. Shame on you.
Amen.
Do like God did. Love the hell out of them. Oh, I didn't get that. That's in Bible. Read John 3:16.
Yes. Amen.
Okay, anybody else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, hey, thankful Thursday. And I know it's going to be rough for Evangelist Renee, but I love you to come on tomorrow. Make sure you let the world know what you're thankful for. See, every time I get excited just to know God is still a miracle God. Listen, brother, listen. Nobody needs to say that for tomorrow. But God's still doing miracles. Of course,
amen.
Blessing. But who wants the blessing when you can get miracles? But everybody can't get the miracle. These are miracle stuff I'm talking about.
Thank you.
And don't let me start telling y'all about Evangelist Sharon now. I steal her thunder. I don't want to be accused of a thief, but I tell you, I can steal her thunder. Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Miracle stuff.
Yeah.
Evangelist Renee, miracle stuff. We got miracle stuff up in here. God still performing miracles.
Yes, he is.
See, you can be blessed going in and coming out, but that don't mean no miracle going to happen for you. You got to start believing in miracles. See, miracles is something that you don't control. That's something you don't work for. It's all God's stuff. If God don't do it, it won't be done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But let's get, it's Evangelist Sharon. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon. That was the accident. That was an accident, but it was a powerful word today. And the mystery, the buck stops here because you just let out. It's in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Well, I'm glad she accidentally hit that button. I thank God for it. Holy Spirit, keep on letting it accidentally hear. We love to hear. See, I love to hear from you miracle people. Y'all don't know what that do for me. That encourages me. That let me know, hey, keep on teaching, because somebody going to hit that thing, and that miracle is going to happen. It happened.
Yeah.
And they can't get out of it. It's no way Evangelist Sharon can separate herself and what God did for her. Because she knows it was God. And she didn't tell me that. She didn't tell some other folks. So I already know. So she can't back up and say it didn't happen. She it's in the universe now. God worked in her life. She can't forget it. She can look at her own self and know God done worked a miracle.
Hallelujah.
That's beyond blessing, man. Do you know how many people can, I mean, there's an Evangelist Renee. Skin rolled back on the foot. And then she had the nerve to say, if God did this, he'll do my re-in the same way. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the kind of God you serve. A miracle working God.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah.
Oh, y'all make me preach. I just try to keep myself out of the limelight, but I'm going to tell you, I'm a walking miracle myself.
Hallelujah.
I'm a miracle. That's one reason I stopped driving trucks. I saw myself going over a big bridge because I was no brakes. That was a miracle. Brother Frank and I, we was about to lose it. And that was a miracle that God let the angel come. See, everybody can't talk about miracles. Let me tell y'all that, too, because I don't know who I'm talking to now. But a miracle is precious. And I'm going to say it. If it don't get said, I'm going to say it. A miracle is more precious than a blessing, because everybody can be blessed. You can be blessed going in, blessed coming out, but can't get no miracle like that.
Okay.
Can't get no miracle. But tomorrow, thankful Thursday, and I might touch on that. I might, if that's what the Spirit said to do. Y'all know me, I'm just laying. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Before we get up out of here. Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I thank each and every one.